Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A Metallica concert has just been added to the list of strange places people give birth. Baby Luan Figaro was born whilst the band were performing live in front of a crowd in a stadium in Brazil. And the baby's mother also claimed that he arrived whilst Metallica were playing Enter Sandman. That's the devil, isn't it? As far as I know. The child's mother, is Jose Josie, I think it is, Figaro, bought tickets for the long-awaited show 3 years ago. She also revealed that she was 39 weeks pregnant and was sitting in a special area of the show when she began to get her contractions. The original plan was to take her to hospital in an ambulance. However, there wasn't enough time. So Miss Figaro later revealed that her child was born right there in the medical tent as Metallica were playing Enter Sandman at the concert. Now, today I want to know, because every woman in the country who's had a baby goes into labour. Their waters will break. Do you know what I mean? I've heard of people whose waters break in a shop, for example, while they're doing a little bit of last minute shopping just before going into labour. You know, and those who are more used to it, I suppose the seasoned birthers. You know, the ones that have had two or three children already. Ah, sure, this is a doddle. I know I'm 9 months pregnant. Oh yeah, there's a bit of a pain there, but I think I'll head off down to the shops now. And halfway to Tesco's down the Mickey aisle, boom, the waters break. Oh yeah, there's the waters broken. Better ring the husband here. I guess somebody get me to the hospital very, very quick. Anyway, people have given birth in the back of taxis, at events, football matches, gigs, concerts, in their mother's house, in their friend's house. I want to know, where were you when you went into labour? Because you generally don't do it at home unless you're waiting patiently. Maybe on your first baby, you're kind of very nervous. So you kind of house hatch a little bit for the last month or so to make sure you're always at home, just in case, you know, yourself. Oh, there's the first contraction. I don't know about contractions, but I've never had one. But I'm aware they happen. The number is 087-188-0008. I've got one of Ash's hampers to give away. It's got a mug and a couple of bits and pieces in it. So we want to know, where were you when you broke your waters? Where were you when you went into labour? Or did you have a baby in a really unusual place? You know, and if you're a husband, obviously you want to hear from you too about your wife and your partner. Also, maybe you were involved. Maybe you're a taxi driver or you're a paramedic or you're just a member of the public who gave birth to a baby or helped to give birth to a baby. There's always that in that thing. She's gone into labour. Right, somebody get some hot towels and some water. That's all that about. It's always hot towels and water. So if I see a woman who is about to give birth, I'm just going to look for hot towels and water because I assume that's what you're supposed to use. I assume the towels are to clean the baby off with and the water is to clean everything up. I don't know what you need hot towels and water for, but that's what they do in the movies. They have hot towels and water. The number is 087-188-0008. Where was the most unusual place that you went into labour or your waters broke? Or lads, you know, if you're missus, if you're talking about your missus. And if you were involved, be you a taxi driver, bus driver, whatever it is, a pilot, cabin crew, where was the most unusual place? You know, where did somebody have a baby in your presence? Let us know. 087-188-0008. Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hey, yeah, how are you?
Now, Sarah, is it yourself that had the baby?
Yeah. So she was my second baby. So.
You were getting a dab hand at it then, were you?
Yeah, like I know they always say, oh, the second comes quicker. But my first ended up being, he was like early anyway, like, so I was 27 hours in labour with him. So,
okay.
Like on my second,
when you say early, how early?
He was due the 10th of January and he came on the 4th.
Okay. Well, that was 2 weeks, isn't it? 2 weeks
early. No, but like I think what happened was that, you know, the way like all these like maternity hospitals, I think they have like competitions of who's going to have like a midnight baby. So
I went in
with him at like 10 o'clock and then I didn't have him until like 2:30 the next day. But they kept me in because they were like, no, you're going to have him. You're going to have him at like 12 o'clock. And no, sure, I didn't have him until like 2:45 p.m.
Then you get your picture in the paper the next day, the first baby of the year.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that's what happened with me first. But so me second, like there's only 2 years apart from them. So she was due the 13th of December and on the, I think it was like the Tuesday evening, I started getting like what I thought was, like I felt like it was Braxton Hicks. And So I was saying it to my partner and I was like, no, I think they're just Braxton Hicks. And he says, like, it's too much of a coincidence, like, that she's due next week.
Yeah.
So anyway, me and the little fella were, like, playing with the Christmas tree. And he said, look, he said, I'll sleep with Evan tonight, he said. And
yeah,
you go in the back room and relax and, like, you know,
take it
see
easy.
If they get worse or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was, like, you know, I was like, David, I don't think it is this, like, I'm going to, like, they stopped anyway. So
yeah.
He said, look, I'll ring your mom and have her ready to come down. And
always good to have the mom on standby, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, of course, like, she wasn't sleeping anyway. She must have been worried terrible about me, and she was expecting the call. So, yeah, so I rang her. I woke up at about 2:30, and they just, like, they hit me like a ton of bricks. So I woke up about 2:30, and I said, look, ma'am, I said, just come down to me. I won't wake David yet because, like, he's going to need all the energy that he has. Like,
God love him, Sarah, yeah. I won't wake him because he needs his sleep, God bless him. You're in pain with labour. Sure, I won't wake him up. He needs it. God love him. He needs his sleep.
I know, yeah. But so she ended up, I think she got down to me about 3:00,
yeah.
And they just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I was falling to my knees. Like, the only strength I had was, did I say it was the night of Storm Barrett as well?
Oh no, you didn't tell us that bit.
Yeah, so it was Sheepers. The night of Storm Barrett, and
You should get it. You need to get an award for storytelling here, by the way. The detail is unbelievable that you're giving us, but it's wonderful.
I know, I can actually
visualise the whole
people.
Thing.
but yeah, it was the night of Storm Barrett, and then my mum came down and I couldn't even, like, stand, talk or whatever. And so I went in, woke him.
Yeah.
And I said, look, my mum's here. I said, well, we need to go. So...
Right.
Yeah, I had the only strength I had was to put on my nightgown, and he went down to start making a coffee. So he was making a coffee. Yeah. I walked down the stairs, out to the car with the storm, and
making the coffee while you were getting out
yeah.
of the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, so, David.
I know. So he, like in his defence, he thought that we were just going to, like,
look,
but
Sarah, stop defending him. He was after having his kip. You didn't even want to wake him up. Now he's making a coffee.
Yeah, so he was still in the sitting room. I could see, like, we have an open plan. I could see him making the coffee. I was like, oh my God.
And
I
you were
was,
sitting
like,
in the car?
Screaming my head off. Yeah, with the storm going. I don't know how I didn't wake up the neighbours. And when you're in labour, like, you feel like you're going to... Like, I know I'm on air here, but you feel like you're going to push a poo.
Okay,
so I was, like, pushing, and, I really didn't think it was, like, the baby. So, like, you know, but he got into the car. We're from Blackhorse Avenue, so by the time we got to Grange Garman, I was, like, pushing the screams out of me. The car was still driving, and I was like, oh, my God, it's our head, it's our head.
No.
And I was like, pull over. And he just kept going. So,
that's good old David. Huh? He's had his sleep. He's had his coffee. He's on the ball. Go on.
Yeah, so he just
And the head was, you think the head was coming out?
It was definitely the head, yeah. So I couldn't believe it. Like, and ironically enough, there was a Garda van in front of us. So he was, like, flashing the van and he pulled up beside it. And by the time he pulled up beside it, she was out. Like, it was like...
No.
It was so alien. Yeah, yeah.
So, were you sitting on the passenger seat or in the back?
I was like, so I had her car seat. We have a toddler, so I had her car seat in the front of the car ready to go in.
So she literally came out and went straight into the car seat.
No, I was standing in the back of the car, like standing up, like so.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, I kind of like wasn't on my hunkers, but like I was standing up, and yeah, her head started coming out.
Oh.
And so she came out and. Like, it was so silent because we both
And David's still driving the car, is he?
David's still driving, yeah.
Oh, well done, David, yeah.
And, so, thankfully, like, obviously you'd have to look out for, like, her crying and making sure she's breathing. And
the umbilical cord and all is still connected and all that kind of stuff.
Still connected, yeah.
Did you know what to do? Actually, do me a favour. Sarah, this story is just intriguing me. It's brilliant. Stay there. I have to go to break and going over time here today. But just stay there. I'm going to come straight back to you after the break and finish the story.
All right. No problem.
All right. Let me go back to Sarah again. Now, Sarah, the whole audience are with you, right? You're standing up in the back of the car. David's driving like a madman. The baby's just fallen out of you. The cord is still connected. what happened next?
Yeah, so basically, I know I was saying there was a Garda van. So he ended up being like a transport van. So he wasn't even a Garda. So he, like my partner was flashing him, beeping him. He was like, you know, can you transfer? And he was like, I'm not even a guard. So we were in Phippsburg at that time. The baby was in my arms. I thought that I was still looking at her. But my partner said that I had put her like under my gown straight away on my chest because that's right. What you're meant to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, what felt like it felt like it was just a few seconds that we were going like on our way to Hollis Street, but it would have been like a 15-minute journey of him like going down the wrong side of the road, like yeah. through every red light.
Yeah.
And so we got to the door.
I'd say he's always wanted to do that, David, probably.
Yeah, rebel. But yeah, the doors were closed because it was the storm. So the porter came out and like David was banging on the door. He's like, my partner's out there having the baby in the back of the car. And
Did you destroy the car?
Would have had to be valeted. Yeah, like it was really bad.
Yeah.
It was like, you know the movie Kerry? Like it, I felt like that. Like it was just everywhere. Well, he was so cool about it. The porter was like, just got the wheelchair and I came in and he was just so cool about it. He was like, yeah, Grant.
And so like, this has obviously happened before, probably.
Yeah, it was. Like, and we were in the lift and like I was there like, is the baby okay? Is the baby okay? Like I thought she was like blue.
So you're going up in the lift like, and the lift music is playing dun 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 dun. And you're standing there with a brand new baby with a cord connected to it.
And like even like the conversation between him and my partner, he was like, I think I know you. And he was like, Dave was like, really? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm nearly sure I bought a bike off you on adverts a few months ago.
And were you standing there going, I don't believe this.
I didn't hear that conversation. But it was only afterwards Dave was like, I was just holding my head down here. My partner was supposed to have a baby in the
you're
car.
You were talking about a bike on adverts.
Yeah. So, we got up anyway. And the midwives, as like you said there, they're just so used to it. Like, so yeah. She said, look, I'm going to have to inject you to deliver the placenta.
Of course,
so
yeah.
So she's getting the injection. So she says, right, the cord is kind of wrapped like here now. You know, I'm going to have to cut your underwear off. And I was like, oh my God, I still had my underwear on. Like, so the baby, like I had delivered the baby with my underwear on.
Still on,
like, in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it. But yeah, she was healthy, not a bother on her.
What's her name?
Kayla.
How old is Kayla? How old is Kayla now?
C-A-D-H-L-A. She's 5.5 months now.
Okay, well, congratulations to you, to Kayla. I was going to say congratulations to David, but David was busy, you know, sleeping, drinking tea and talking about adverts in a lift. I don't know what he did, what part he played in all this.
Yeah. It was definitely more dramatic for him, though, because obviously he was trying to get us there safe.
I'm sure he was. I'm joking about him. He's a wonderful man, David. Listen, Sarah, that was absolutely... I was with you all the way on the journey.
Too long.
It was a wonderful story. I had planned to take about 5 people on the air, but you just covered them all there, to be honest with you.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It was a wonderful story. We all visualised exactly. I still have visions of you standing up in the back of the car and the baby falling out and David with the sweat dripping off him driving like a madman.
Yeah. But listen, it was definitely a nicer experience. I know it was dramatic, but it was nicer than my force because, like, I was 27 hours, like, just to get contractions on him. So,
listen, Sarah, thank you. Look, I've run completely out of time. Sarah, thank you very much indeed for that wonderful, wonderful story.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.